There's a new sheriff in town.
Luke's crazy.
Did you hear that, Brian?
Luke, we're gonna have company!
Bad guys of the galaxies, beware! The defender of the universe is here!
In order to form a more perfect union.
Luke Bryan!
One margarita, two margarita, three margarita shot.
Stop that! You're not going into a song while I'm here.
And now for something completely different.
Ladies and gentlemen, the Talking Heads.
Yes, we are here. We have made it. This is Dueling Tangents. I'm Brian. That's Luke.
Happy Tuesday, everyone.
We've got a lot of things to tell you. A lot of stuff to get into on Dueling Tangents here on WTTN 1580 AM out of Columbus and 92.7 Devil Radio 92.7 out of Madison. How are you, everybody out in the world? Also in KGOE out in Northern California, listening to us right now. Hi, everybody. You can join us on this wonderful day, this wonderful Tuesday Blues Day. 844-967-2789. You can call or text 844-96-PARTY. Isn't that joyful? I think so.
It's the party text line.
That's true.
And the party call line.
Yeah. You know what? Important things to do at parties is, let's say, I've been at a lot of parties when I was, you know, getting crazy, you know, in my, you know, 20s where, you know, you're still in your teens. So eventually when you get into your 20s, Luke, you're going to maybe get into a few parties or something. Oh, you've been to college, right?
You're not
a Doogie Howser situation.
No, good.
So you understand parties and things like that.
Yeah.
When you've been at like crazy town parties where things are getting out of hand, let's say, did you ever say, you know, everybody, all right, stop recording. Now I'm going to say something awesome. And then does anybody stop recording? Because normally that's when everybody starts recording.
I was going to say, I feel like usually when you address a crowd and you can tell, like you're looking at the crowd.
Yeah.
You're the individual talking.
Uh-huh.
And you see people recording you and then you're like, all right, hang on. Let's stop it now.
I want to say something off the record here. All right.
We're a couple minutes into this speech and now put those phones away.
But my point is that most of the time when you're in that situation or if you've ever been in that situation or if you are imagining it in your cars or at your work right now where you're thinking about it, if you stood up right now and said, "Hey everybody stop recording something right now. I want to say something off the record." What are the chances that you're pretty sure that someone's going to be recording right
there? There's got to be at least one person that's keeping that camera.
You
rolling.
Know that there's going to be, like, even at concerts where they say under penalty of arrest and you will get a $10,000 fine if you are found with any recording devices in use at this venue, people still go in there and are like, I'm going to do it because now it's really, and they can sell it.
Some of the best movies get spoiled because people do the same thing in a movie theater.
Exactly. Or going into special screenings. I've been privy to special screenings. I won a special screening.
Big fancy Brian over here.
It was Jackie Brown. It was okay. You know, pretty good at best. You know, and it was some good lines, some fun stuff. De Niro walking around going. Mm-hmm. But point is, the point is if you say, hey, please stop recording me, everybody, you know that you're going to be recorded, and that is how I'm going to set up this wonderful piece that was released at the Journal Sentinel. This is a Patrick Marley piece. Rebecca Clayfish, who's running the Republican running for governor against Tony Evers, says Republicans need to hire mercenaries to win the 2022 race for Wisconsin governor, saying that we have to, you know, play with it by the evil ways of the Democrats is what she's saying.
I feel like one of the things, and I saw this Dan Schaefer over at the Recombobulation area, independent journalist out of Milwaukee, tweeted it earlier today, and that's who caught my eye to give me the attention of this story, actually. And Dan was quoting the tweet of Patrick Marley about this piece, saying, I feel like after January 6th, we should have kind of clampered down on a lot of this kind of rhetoric. Calling for campaigns to hire mercenaries?
Well, let's get into the details. I'm sure she didn't mean specifically that, you know, that type of thing. This is from Patrick Marley. This is today in the Journal Sentinel. I'm just getting this out there so we get the specifics because, again, she's at a party and she says, hey, stop recording. Becky Clayfish over the weekend told Republicans they needed to hire mercenaries and engage in ballot harvesting to help her win next year's race for governor, a practice she says she wants to ban. What?
Huh?
In a Saturday speech to Republicans in Door County, Clayfish said the methods she needs to use to win bother her so much she will need to wash herself with steel wool if her campaign strategy works. She said she would quickly sign legislation overhauling how elections are conducted. So, great.
Yeah.
We execute with, here's a quote from her, because apparently the Journal Sentinel has received a tape of this.
Yeah, I think we're going to get into some theories behind that in a little bit.
Yeah,
so
this was given to the Journal Sentinel.
Right.
So they have, trust me, I've searched for it. I can't find it anywhere right now. If you can, send it over to us. Or if you know where we can find it, 844-967-2789.
Yeah, we would love to see the video ourselves.
But so this is quoted. These are quotes, mm-hmm. According to audio speech obtained by the Journal Sentinel. Quote, "We execute with excellence. We will beat them at their own game. And the next morning, we will all wake up, take a shower with steel wool, and then after swearing in January, the legislature is still going to pass all those bills again, and I'm going to sign them all. And we will never do elections like that again, but this is how we win," Clayfish said. Clayfish, who served as lieutenant governor for 8 years, made her comments that she gears up to campaign to take on Tony Evers next year. After a 20-minute speech, Clayfish told the crowd she would run down her campaign strategy but asked those present not to share it publicly. Quote, "If you are recording, I don't want you to put this part online to share with Democrats, okay? It's about election strategy. What I'm about to say may feel ugly to you guys." Then she talked about ballot harvesting, a phrase disparagingly used by Republicans to describe groups gathering absentee ballots from voters and returning to the municipal clerks on their behalf. Quick note on that. We clarified this yesterday. A lot of people went to Democracy in the Park to drop off. And there's a right down the street here. You can drop off an absentee ballot. There's a drop box right here outside that is official right in front of the post office right down the street here that says you can drop off your absentee ballot. And people were doing this because they were afraid that Louis DeJoy and the post office, because they were actively stopping or actively slowing down the mail. The mail at the time last year, if
they
you remember,
were sorting machines.
They yes,
hundreds
they
of
destroyed
thousands of
sorting
dollars
machines.
Of sorting machines
slowed down the mail incredibly, yeah. Enough that there was enough a question that if you didn't get your ballot in time, that it might not be counted.
Yeah.
That's the reason why we had this in the first place. Anyway, I want to tell you, if the Republicans want to go out and get absentee ballots the same way we did, go ahead. There's still not going to be as many people as voting for Republicans as they do Democrats. It's been proven over and over and over again. But go ahead, ballot harvester all away. Oh, but also, isn't this what you yelled about the entire time last year?
I was going to say, that's kind of a one little note as you were kind of reading through this. You did jump over it. Rebecca Clayfish is gearing up her campaign against Tony Evers next year. And as Republicans call for tighter, stricter voting laws.
But I thought that they were investigating the investigations of all this stuff. But she's saying, let's do the same thing that we are investigating right now. Maybe they're just investigating to find out the strategies involved. Ooh, I want to know how to do this so that we can do it.
We got to be able to do that better. We got to beat them at, quote, their own game.
Here's more quotes from her. Ballot harvesting in Wisconsin is not technically illegal, Clayfish said. I want to repeat that to you, and I'm going to read it slow so that anybody who has any sort of Republican leanings whatsoever gets to get that message clear and loud from your candidate that you guys have been wanting to go and have. Rebecca Clayfish said this, quote, "Ballot harvesting in Wisconsin is not technically illegal." Democrats do it nonstop, and they go hard. Republicans most go harder.
Weren't we ballot harvesting over the weekend, Brian? Did you do your weekend ballot harvesting?
Oh yeah. Well, I was growing them. I got a crop in the back that I've been growing. These grow faster because they have bamboo in it, and bamboo grows very fast. So the ballots that I've been growing and now get to get harvested, because idiots say ballot harvesting, and then it's technically, but then idiots complain about ballot harvesting, and then idiots say it's not technically illegal.
They repeat the phrase over and over and over again, and now they want to implement this as their campaign strategy.
Luckily, these guys have no cognitive dissonance or live or thrive on cognitive dissonance. They have broken me. They've broken me right now.
I know. It's kind of one of those things where you wonder if, as she was saying it out loud, and that to me is my thought, is all of this performative then? She's telling people to put the cameras away. She's saying, hey, hush, hush.
Mm-hmm.
But we're going to do exactly what we're going to blame everybody else from doing.
Yeah.
But don't worry, I promise, as soon as you elect me and put me in power, I'll do away with these things that we then can take advantage of.
So I want to go back and read this wonderful sentence again. Ballot harvesting in Wisconsin is not technically illegal. Democrats do it nonstop and they go hard. Republicans must go harder. And they explain a little bit about how Democrats have done so. And then goes on to quote, Democrats hire mercenaries. Republicans rely on sweet little volunteers to do the exact same things. We must hire mercenaries. Good luck getting that for the cheap-ass wages you guys throw out. WEC has ruled that you're allowed to do the laundry bags full of ballots in the parks. If Democrats are going to do laundry bags full of ballots in the parks, then we need to do the laundry bags full of ballots in all the places. What's the matter with a file or a box? I thought it was a box.
It was literally just city clerks trying to do an event outside where people would not get COVID. And if you live alone, have your absentee, because in Wisconsin, to vote legally through absentee voting, you have to have a witness sign your ballot. And some people that were following CDC guidelines and staying safer at home and live alone didn't have anybody to sign that ballot. So how would they legally vote absentee then? Oh, that's right. Republicans would just like them to not vote.
Here's a fun one. This one goes out to you, Stevie, from three blocks away. Another quote. Republicans, not watchers. Clayfish said Republicans need to do more to find poll workers. Quote, not watchers, not the people who stand some distance away and give people the eye. I'm talking about the people who actually check the photo ID and the people who rip open the absentee ballots, initial it two by two, feed them into the machines, poll workers. You want to know why we have to hire mercenaries? We need to call people seven times for one vote, guys. Need to play on the same level as Democrats if we're going to win. Wow.
So it seems like they were really upset with any organizing that the Democratic Party did last year's election, gearing up to vote absentee in a pandemic.
And by proxy is complaining that we have
poll workers. They called it fraud. And then now they're saying, okay, that fraud that we've been telling you is fraud. We need to do that better than they're doing it.
Yeah. Also, by the way, it's not technically fraud, so we can do it.
Yeah. This is Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian.
Bunch of a-holes.
You can join the conversation at 844-967-2789.